When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego is here. Hello and season's greetings and happy holidays and best wishes to you and yours at this most joyous time of year. How are you?
I wish you good health.
I know. I don't know what it is.
My theory, it's stress. The holiday stress has gotten to you.
I don't feel like I'm somebody who gets stressed out, but maybe I don't even
know. You don't feel it, but your body does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your body is acting out because you won't let you're too tough. You're like, I'm not stressed. Who cares about this stuff? Right. I got it all figured out. And then all of a sudden, you're at urgent care.
Yeah. Well, I would prefer that to what WebMD says, which is I only have two days left.
Yeah. WebMD is always tumor.
Yeah always.
I think it's IBS. Yeah. But, I have a heel pain, and they're like, it's a brain tumor.
Number one killer for men over 55. Stress.
Yeah.
Do you think Costa Rica
would make you less stressed?
I'm worried that I go to Costa Rica and then I have some kind of a medical emergency.
Yeah.
And I don't know, no disrespect to Costa Rica, but I don't know about the doctors and their qualifications.
Or mid-flight.
Well, I saw this. Oh, God. I didn't see this on TikTok. It was more
you're goner then.
More of an Instagram hack. Get yourself right now vacation insurance. Because if you go someplace, I'm dead ass, and then you have to go over there and you don't have like vacation insurance, you'll be down bad. I just saw some lady who
said, I'm sure, speaking of insurance, that they'll cover everything. Yeah. That you'll get all that money right away.
Does that work if you find yourself in like an Amanda Knox situation? Does it cover your attorney?
I don't know. Good point. How far they go.
Telling you, vacation insurance, man, and it's cheap too. They got policies out there that are cheap, but get it now. Cover you for when you're, you know, out of the country. Help you out.
Before we get to the one team around here that we have very little issue with, where are you currently on Jerod Mayo? And the future at that position here in New England.
So I will say that I felt like Sunday was a turning point for me. And you can say that I'm late to the party on what I'm about to say. But I think that you should exercise patience overall with a rookie head coach, especially when you pair him with a rookie quarterback and the roster that New England did, and that you were a year early on your plan and exiting Bill out. But I do feel like the way that everything unraveled, not just on the field, but in the post game on Sunday, was so disappointing that it was the first time that I looked at the situation here with the coaching staff and said, even if you clean house completely around Mayo, it just feels like he would have to make a real jump next season to even get anywhere in meaningful progress. Mm. Like, I don't think that you'd be in the playoffs next season around a winning record, but like, can you win 7 games next season? Could you even be around 8 and maybe be a fringe playoff team? The way that I came off of feeling Sunday with all the, you know, you said it, not me, I just thought that was a really, really low point for him and for the coaching staff overall.
And you'd have to be a fringe playoff team with Vrabel, because if you only have 4 or 5 wins, then aren't people going, well, maybe Vrabel's not the right guy? Right? And don't we go down that road again?
So I think it's easy to look at the schedule and to look at the record and say, like, you are what your record says you are. Mm-hmm. But I kind of feel like this team is worse than the record says they are. Yes. Like, when I came off of Sunday, I looked at it and I was like, I don't even know how they won three right. games.
And you had 2 weeks to get ready for that
game. Yes. Yep. Everything, it's not just you are what the record says you are. The context around it actually feels worse. Mm. And that's where I think, even if you say, okay, well, if Vrabel was the coach or somebody else was the coach next season and you only have 7 wins or 6 wins, did it make sense to veer away from the Mayo plan? Well, as much as winning the games is what ultimately counts and getting into the playoffs and getting back to the Super Bowl, you also have to look at the direction of the team and the franchise overall. And it feels like we moved backwards this season. Right.
Which is weird, because I think if you were to ask Jerod Mayo and he had some truth serum, I think he would say that he feels the record is worse than what the team actually is. I think he would point to the fact that they lost some of these games in overtime or by only one touchdown.
Yeah,
or,
he said that before.
Yeah, so I think that while the fans, I agree with you, I feel like the team feels worse than what their record is. I bet Jerod Mayo would tell you that they're better.
And he deserves some of the blame, but the biggest problem person is Elliott Wolf. That's the guy you should move on from.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
If you bring Vrabel in and you stick with Elliott Wolf and then you don't bring any talent, because, yeah, Mayo's made mistakes. I agree with you, Greg, and we've kind of we go back and forth. But your team has zero talent other than the quarterback and Christian Gonzalez. And Barmore's been hurt for the majority of the year. Yeah. But that's it. And that is clearly on Elliott Wolf's plate. He put nothing around Jerod Mayo. And he might be the guy who's like, we don't want to start Drake May in week one.
Yeah. All right, well, the NBA has a cup champion.
Mm.
What, if anything, can the Celtics glean from this?
So the Bucks won last night over the Thunder, and I actually think it's great for the Celtics. I think it's so great for the Celtics because I think it was even last week that I came on here and I said I have an 85% confidence meter in the Celtics winning the championship again, but I got to see them against the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And we still haven't seen them against the Thunder. They're going to play them in January. But the way that OKC fell apart against the three-point shooting from Milwaukee last night, I think is extremely indicative of how those teams, the Celtics and the Thunder, could match up against each other should they meet in the NBA Finals. I thought OKC looked like a young team who spun a little out of control in the second half and didn't know how to handle the Bucks' three-point shooting, which is mostly Dame Lillard. They outshot them 51-15. Now, if you look at the three-point shooting that the Celtics have, which is far and beyond anybody else in the NBA right now, as irritating as it might be to you, if you want another Boston championship, I think we saw a little bit of the roadmap last night, and it should be a big confidence boost for the Celtics. I don't look at it and say, ooh, Milwaukee's really scary. Like, we got to look out for Milwaukee. I looked at it and said, the Thunder still have a lot of stuff to work out, and you just got a little bit of an indication of how you could beat them should you meet them in the finals.
Right, and you're spot on when it comes to the three-point shooting. It really is Dame Lillard and maybe a sprinkle Brooke Lopez in every now and then.
It's not Giannis.
But the Celtics, that's what they do. You know,
and all of them do it.
Yeah, well, the team itself averages, I want to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, 51.
It's 51, yeah.
51, and the next closest team is at like 43.
Right.
So you're always Celtics, and we might not like it, but that's what gives them the edge, because they're gonna keep hawking them up.
Yeah, and they're going to probably make them. I know we see these losses and these close games, sometimes against teams that are much lower in the rankings than them, where you see them shooting, they're making the attempts, but they're just, ball's not going in. And you say live or die by the three, but the law of statistics, unfortunately, not the way I want to talk about basketball, but it proves out for the Celtics with the level of talent they have.
For Kristaps, the heel injury, I mean, he's injury prone. That's something we can confirm, but he said he doesn't think it's anything major after the game.
Yeah, so I was at practice yesterday, and Joe Mazzulla said that Kristaps was doing some shooting at practice. He's day-to-day right now. He was also in the weight room. So it's not like it's something that sounds like it's super concerning. And I will say it's the other foot. Mm-hmm. So it's not the leg that he had the surgery on that he was rehabbing back from most of the season. I think it's just the way that you go with Kristaps.
Yeah.
You know, I love him, and I'm sure he wants to be out there, but they're also just going to be overly cautious with him. Mm-hmm. Especially at this point in the season when it's December. Why are you going to push him against the Wizards? He played 11 minutes. Heel hurts. Get him out of there. Make sure that he's okay when the season and the seeding is really on the line.
Do you feel like there is any team that can give them trouble in a 7-game series? Because I don't feel like whether it's the Eastern Conference teams or the Western Conference teams, just looking at them and watching some of these, I don't think there's any team that I would even be concerned about losing in a 7-game series.
I think it'll be interesting. I'm not concerned about a loss, but I'm just interested to see how the Bucks progress as the season goes on. Because if you think about what happened last season, they bring Doc Rivers in mm-hmm. at a point in the season when the team's not even really practicing at all. And he's trying to figure stuff out on game day to game day. You have Damian Lillard out there who's totally miserable. He's like giving quotes about how he comes home and plays video games and he had no idea Milwaukee was going to be as miserable as it was mm-hmm. as a climate, and his family's not there, and that town, like Giannis sounds like he wants to leave. I still don't, like, you could have something quirky happen there. I just don't think it's in the East.
Okay.
And so out of these teams out of the West, I told you, like, I'm afraid of the Thunder's defense. They're a really good defensive team.
But
you
see
them
series.
Last night, and you're like, so you just outshoot them in a 7-game
right.
series.
And that's why when you look at some of these teams, I'm just like, unless somebody does something so crazy by the trade deadline, you know, which is possible, I just don't see a team that can beat the Celtics
or
in a 7-game series.
Or Chet Holmgren comes back, and he looks completely transcendent for the Thunder, and all of a sudden you're like, damn, that's a much more real team. It's not just SGA, but it remains to be seen.
I am interested in your perspective on NBA ratings, which
yes.
are in the toilet.
Yes.
Christmas was there. They owned Christmas. Now mm-hmm. Netflix is giving them...
Jesus.
Gonna give them a run for their money. Why do you think the ratings are down?
So I think it's pretty simple. And it's not the three-point line, and it's not off-court causes or anything like that.
Politics.
Right. No, I don't think so. I think, and you can completely argue with me, like everybody's, and this is just my opinion, but they're down 28% through November 21st. At the same time, you have a $76 billion deal for TV rights for the NBA that just went through. It is a star-driven league. And I think you're in one of these cycles in the NBA where the stars that everybody knows... Curry, LeBron,
where
Kevin Durant.
Does anybody know where LeBron is?
Where does he want to
yes.
be?
He's dealing with something physically hurt.
Yes. Oh, he is?
Oh, that's what he tells
I
us.
See.
So the most notable stars are...
Physically running to a lawyer's office? What is he doing?
Yeah,
what
I don't know. Okay. I think he's waiting to get moved to Golden State.
Anyway, yeah. Okay.
Well, they're aging out of the league. And then you have this kind of like weird middle point where guys that you thought were maybe going to be a huge star, like Kawhi Leonard, have completely disappeared in terms of just a casual fan's consciousness. And then you have Jokic, Doncic, Giannis. And what I think you really need is just, I'm sorry, like you look at what's springboarded the WNBA into everyday conversation.
Drama.
Stars, Wiggy.
Stars.
Yeah. And the WNBA?
Yeah.
It's two stars. It's Caitlin Clocker
exactly.
and Angel Reese. But
exactly.
no one knows. People probably wouldn't be able to pick out Aja Wilson out of a lineup.
That's what I'm talking about, Wiggy. I think what people are really saying when they say the late 80s, early 90s, mid 90s were the best time for the NBA. And sometimes they talk about that as the style of play, as it wasn't so much three-point shooting.
Well, that's
it
was
a rough and tumble
like,
league.
You don't think it has anything to do...
I think it all has to do with it.
It has to... Like, 51 three-pointers a game. It's boring basketball.
Right, but it's Wiggy, though. I think it is
no
drama. All the
no
guys
drama.
Are friends. Nobody actually hates each other anymore.
The
there's no more rivalries.
There's no, like, Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah, there's not.
What people are telling you when they say the late 80s to early mid-90s was the best basketball is they're saying that that's when I knew the guys the most. And it goes into the drama.
Right.
That's when I knew the stars. I knew what teams they were on because the player empowerment movement has guys like Kyrie Irving bouncing around to four different teams.
Right.
It's not fun to follow. You don't form the same attachments.
But I would say this, though, about the ratings. We're moving this entire season. In Boston, the NBA Finals averaged a 17-7 over the five games they played against the Mavericks,
okay,
which is lower than the Red Sox one-game playoff in 2021. It is, I think, half the audience that was there in 2010 for the seven-game series against the Lakers.
But who did they play in the one-game series?
The Patriots this year are in the 20s.
Right, but who did the Red Sox play in the one-game series?
It was the Yankees.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the drama. Yes. There's no drama in the NBA. Wait.
The NBA Finals, the Red Sox beat the Dodgers in 2018, a five-game series where it was a blowout similar to the Mavericks. Boston on Fox did a 38 over those five games, 21 share points higher than those past one. And the Celtics Mavericks had a Super Bowl-like week off buildup.
But there's no drama in Celtics Dallas Mavericks.
It's a championship.
It doesn't matter.
What's the drama with the Red Sox and the Dodgers?
Wasn't Mookie Betts playing for the Dodgers?
Exactly.
No. Mookie Betts was on the Red Sox.
What?
In 2018.
Oh, 2018. Oh. I'm sorry about that. I just think that
20 share points higher.
Right, but I think with the NBA, it's the lack of the drama. And when I say the drama, it's like the rivalries. You brought up the late 80s, early 90s. There was still, whether it was Jordan and the Bulls versus the Knicks, you know, you threw the Pacers in there. There's just no, and I think you're part right, these guys go everywhere, and then where's the real, like...
The drama is locally in Boston watching a team that's been close to winning a championship for the last 10 years try and break through.
No, you're missing the point. When you want to watch a series, you're like, Dallas... Celtics?
It's Boston, not this country. Boston, the city of Boston, did a 17-7 in the NBA Finals.
Because
there's a ton of drama. Everybody here was watching it, we thought, but they weren't.
Even there, I think they're like, when you look at even now with Boston, it's still...
Kyrie Irving, that's a pretty big drama component.
Yeah, but it wasn't like...
Yeah, but Kyrie was pretending to be nice.
Yeah.
And that wasn't fun.
So you guys would have said before that series, it's going to do a horrible rating on TV in Boston.
No, if Kyrie Irving would have said, you know what, I hate the damn Celtics. I hate everything about
them. It's the game. No, it's the way they play the game.
I think it's the personalities. I think it's the branding.
I would agree with you.
But NBA has the best branding. Like, they make every fan feels like they know them. I think that the NBA, when it comes to social media, is the forefront of how every league should be. Every league should look at the NBA and do exactly how they do.
I agree.
He's right to a degree. Nobody hates, like, you don't believe that they hate each other.
No.
Like, you know.
So where's the beef?
Like the Celtics hated the Pistons.
Jalen and Giannis.
Or even, right. Well, yeah, but that interests you more. Even like the Celtics, the big three, right? Mm-hmm. It was always about Pierce versus LeBron. There was drama there. And so as, you know, Celtics fans are just basketball fans. They love that element of the game. Yeah, I get the three-pointer might have turned off some people, but the lack of, you know, the rivalries, the lack of, like, the superstars are there. Anthony Edwards is a superstar. Jason Tatum is a superstar. Jaylen Brown is a superstar. Luka Doncic, like, they are there, the superstars. But I just think it's... Everybody's kumbaya. There's no like.
I don't know.
But that doesn't
explain
it.
You don't know which one of them are going to be playing. Like which game.
That's a part of it too.
That's a part of it.
Mago,
there's so many games.
Have you seen any ratings, Mago, this year for NBC Sports Boston?
So I don't know about NBC Sports Boston in particular. The 28% down is specifically this season up until November 21st.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of the year and the is Celtics winning it all? The in your mind. Top Boston sports story of the year?
So, given the conversation that we just had where I feel like nobody wants to talk about the Celtics
Drake May?
I think it's just Bill
going to college?
It's NFL. NFL has got to be the top always. Yeah. So, I think it's got to be Bill to UNC. That is just, to me, I wrote this last week, one of the more bizarre sports stories that I can remember outside of the courtroom. Mm-hmm. One of the more bizarre sports stories because it's a guy who's trying to reinvent himself at 72. We just don't see that often. I compared it to Jordan going to play baseball in the prime of his career. Right. Bill's not in the prime of his career, but it's such a strange swerve that you look at it and you say, can anybody really reinvent themselves this way?
And to her point with the Jordan, I would say either on the field, not in the courtroom, Bill and going to UNC is the biggest like sports story that I would be like, whoa. Even
yeah, but
bigger
you have,
than
there's
Jordan.
Some recency bias there.
But it's like, still the greatest coach
like,
of all.
Drafting Drake May and what he's turned out to be is huge.
Bigger, what's the biggest story? And you might be caught, Mego, you might be right.
Red Sox re-signing Alex Cora?
No. Okay. When you talk about throughout sports history, through all of the sports, I don't think there's a
Joe Castiglione leaving?
No, right not now.
Hall of Fame Joe.
I think it's Bill going to UNC and Jordan going to play baseball. You got the greatest coach of all time going to UNC after he's been coaching for 50 years in the NFL.
Right. One got blackballed by the owner. The other got blackballed by gambling.
And the greatest basketball player in his of all time during his era is going to play baseball. There are no bigger sports stories, in my opinion, than those two. And whether who's first or second, you know, you could probably make the argument, but this is the biggest story we've seen in a long time.
All right. Well, it has been awesome having you on this year.
And, thank you. It's been a joy, a pleasure coming in every week.
We will watch what you are writing and hear what you're talking about, and we'll have you. I will see you in the new year.
Yes, 2025.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't sound like a real year.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Can we get your articles on tape?
What does that mean? You want me to like read them like Audible?
Yeah, because I don't feel like reading.
AMSR?
Yeah, like, you know.
ASMR,
yeah.
I'm in the gym working out. Ending
with a bang, Greg.
All right, Mego, thank you. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins beat the Flames in overtime 4-3. Credit to the Bees after a scoreless first period and going down 3-1 in the second. They clawed their way out in the third, and it was a David Pastrnak goal that won it in OT. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA Cup champs. The Bucks beat the Thunder 97-81 to claim the title, with Giannis Antetokounmpo winning MVP. And it feels like it's been forever since we've had a Celtics game. They've played just twice in the last 10 days. They take on the Bulls tomorrow at the TD Garden. And we can get excited, Red Sox fans. Craig Breslow says he isn't slowing down after the Garrett Crochet signing. Breslow reaffirmed yesterday while appearing on MLB Network Radio as he wants to do more to strengthen Boston's overall pitching staff. Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. That's right, select varieties of sushi are $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art afresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 40 degrees in Boston, afternoon high 48.